number 1968.
You're ungraduate.
There you go. McBlank.
Good afternoon. We have one item of old business this afternoon. It is conditional use number 1968, the application of Ray Baker. An application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a micro distillery to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.06 acres, more or less, lying at the intersection northwest of Road 506, also known as Shockley Road, and northeast of Road 505, also known as Ryder Road, and being 730 feet south of Route 24, at that location referred to as Sharptown Road, and being identified on the tax roll as the tax map ID, District 532, Map 1, Parcel Number 6. Now, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on September 12th of 2013. For that public hearing, you have before you a report provided in your packet. Makes reference to the proceedings taking place before the Planning and Zoning Commission in September. On September 12th, the commission did defer action for further consideration. On September 26th of 2013, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Rawl stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1968 for Ray Baker for a micro distillery based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant lives on this property and desires to start a small distillery in the existing outbuildings on the site. Two, the use is consistent with the underlying AR1 agriculture zoning. Three, the use will incorporate locally grown agricultural products, including grains and fruits. Four, the applicant has stated that this is the initial phase of his distillery project. There will be no retail sales from this site or public access to the site. If the operation requires significant expansion, the applicant has stated they will move to a different site. Five, the use will not have an adverse effect on neighboring properties, public facilities, or roadways. Six, the application is being made under newly enacted Delaware legislation permitting micro distilleries. Micro distilleries will be reviewed, approved, and regulated by the Office of the Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Control Commissioner. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the project, and eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions.
Seven opposed? Pardon? I understand you said seven people opposed?
No.
I can't, I would even.
There were no parties appeared in opposition.
None, okay, none. That's a big difference. Thank you. Right.
This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, all processed wastewater must be collected and treated off-site by a third party. B, that all operations shall be contained within existing structures on the site. C, no on-site sales shall be permitted. D, no taverns or public tastings shall be permitted from the site. E, as stated by the applicant, there shall not be any employees in the micro distillery other than the applicant and his family. F, delivery of materials to and from the site shall occur between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Rawl, seconded by Mr. Smith, carried unanimously to forward this application to Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. Just for a more complete record, on September 24th of 2013, the council held a public hearing on this application. The applicant was present, made a presentation, and responded to questions raised by council. Again, there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. The council did defer action and left the record open for the purpose of checking the deed for restrictions. Mm-hmm. And also to expand upon that, on October 7th of 2013, Mr. Moore, as a county attorney, provided a memorandum advising that he had reviewed the deed to Ray Baker in deed book 4026, page 245, for the above referenced parcel and did not find any restrictions on his use of the property. that he had also reviewed the plot referenced in the aforesaid deed entitled, and I quote, plot for minor subdivision of Claudia T. Bennett, closing quote, which is dated January 11 of 2007 and a record in plot book 113, page 313, and that he did not find any references thereon, including the notes which restrict the use of the property in any manner. So there were no restrictions that affected this use of the property. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Question of McClain. Okay, Mr. Moore.
Okay, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a micro distillery to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 4.06 acres more or less, tax map ID 5-32-1-6, based on the findings of P&Z items 1 through 8 with the conditions 8G, A through G on page 3, and is read into the record by Mr. Lank.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Second. Motion, Mrs. Dever, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve conditional use number 1968 with the conditions as listed. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes, I say yes because I think County Planning and Zoning Commission did an excellent job. And, you know, it's got it so limited here with all these conditions that it's almost like a business at home. You know, wouldn't need zoning, but I like what they did, and I like the reasons they gave, and I like the conditions that they asked for.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes with the conditions.
Mr. Phillips.
I'm going to vote no. I don't feel good about it.
Mr. Wilson.
My answer is yes.
Doesn't feel good about
I think P&Z did a good job.
I also agree with the findings of planning and zoning, the condition they placed on there. It is simply used for it's a family-run thing. There's no employees there. It's on the property. You can't buy anything on the property, leave the property. So I think it looks like it should be a good thing. My vote yes, motion carried. Grant requests, Mrs. Jennings.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. I have three grants for your consideration. The first one is Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club. They would like council to sponsor a flag for the Flags for Heroes campaign. The cost is $50 per flag. Proceeds support local youth groups, scholarships, Rotary community projects. There have been no past grants for this event.
Make a motion we give $50 each by five flags.
No.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson.
I'll second with a grant of $200 from my account.
Good.
I'll match his $200.
Okay, let's add up how much money you're giving here.
It sounds like it's going to be $550. Okay. 50 from you three and 200 from us.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $550 to the Delaware Community Foundation for Flags for Heroes, being $50 from Mrs. Deaver's account,
yes.
Mr. Cole's account, yeah. My account, $200 from Mr. Phillips, $200 from Mr. Wilson. Mm-hmm. Questions on the motion?
No.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, thank you. Next one is the Nanticoke River Arts Council. They're requesting funds to help with the operating expenses of Gallery 107. Their mission is to bring cultural experiences and education to Western Sussex County. There is no specific amount requested. The last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Vincent.
Somebody make that motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,000. Nanticoke River Arts Gallery for Gallery 107 operating expenses from my account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried.
And the last grant is for the town of Bridgeville. They're requesting funds to place speed warning detection systems in the town. They would like to purchase 5 systems for a total cost of $22,000. The last grant received for the town is $500, which was $150 from Mr. Vincent and $350 from Mr. Wilson.
Are those electronic speed?
Yes.
I like some for Route 1.
If somebody make the motion for $750 from my account and $250 from Mr. Wilson's account.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips. Grant $1,000, $750 from my account, $250 Mr. Wilson's account to Town of Bridgeville for speed warning detection systems. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, proposed zoning ordinances.
I'll read this one again.
There you go. Give her a shot.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 11.6327 acres, more or less, tax map ID 134-15-118, part of, on behalf of Eugenia Athan, District 5.
Zoning as District 5. Mr. Phillips introduces it. Thank you, Mr. Kramer.
Take a seat. About time you did something useful around this place.
Any, Mr. Moore?
Yes, that's the only one. I'm sorry.
Additional business brought before council.
I've got something.
Well, can we get?
Yeah.
Okay. Paul Rieger. One person.
Afternoon. Quinnett, Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. The only thing is that I'm here today for is I submitted that letter last week or a month ago or however long it was with the few little questions on here concerning different things. Just wondering if they had gotten looked at or considered. I also got a copy of the permits that my neighbor had taken out on the property. They go back from basically, I guess, 03 concerning the buildings and all the barns that he has on the property. A new structure with the roof and everything going up for the horses. And as to whereas I thought when the horses came in December, the pigs would be gone, but there are more pigs back again. So I'm dealing with that again, and we keep growing. My concern is for the permits, a couple of the buildings should have permits on them that are not pulled. On this sheet, the fence that is all around the property, there is no fence permit on the property pulled. I've asked a long time ago, under 5 acres, is he a farm, not a farm? What are we considered?
Isn't this taken care of by planning and zoning? And I'm sorry, but why is the county council? Maybe I'm missing something.
We will find out.
Okay.
We'll find out.
All right.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. It's what I'm trying to figure out, and this is just because of you read every ordinance, you read everything, there's always a if and a why and a what that comes in. But I've had the question about the barbed wire coming in, where he has it in the back, got to go in the front, because there's a thing on the ordinance, if it's a farm, barbed wire comes in. If it's not a farm, can't have it. I just need that addressed, because that's even for their own safety, not just mine and the other neighbors that have the horses. A few of them, the new building is coming up. The water, we're not going to get nowhere with sediment. I went there. The stagnation, I asked for the stagnation on that to see if that's going to go anywhere. I'm eventually going to figure out whether I have to move my run into my front yard, let the property just flood out in the back. And everything since he has done that hole in the back in the front, the other neighbor's property, I looked at it this morning. His yard, since he's done it this year with the rain, that's gone up another 50 feet. The next lot up, that's probably went from 300 feet to 500 feet across. We're gonna probably be wetland soon. If I stop making the water go over, it's just I'm ready just to move the horses to the front, not deal with no ice, and keep it there. You have a residence. It's a residence with animals. We can live with that. And on here, I put two stupid things. When is the pig count? If he gets to 8, is it four big ones and 20 little ones, or is it just 8 big ones? Where can I call up the county and say, we're at 20 pigs again? Where is it enforceable? The ducks, you'll never hear another word from me again on them. They don't bother me as much. That's other safety issues. And there's more on here than in a copy of the permits.
Your questions you referenced earlier, who'd you give those to? You hand them to somebody, or did we get them in the business?
The last time I was here, I dropped them off at the county, Ms. Griffin.
Okay, you have the question.
It was distributed to all council. Copies were put on everyone's desk.
I thought the administrator took it under advisement.
Okay, I will find out.
Yeah, we need to get it to the department, to the agent.
Can I say one more thing only?
Sure.
In that also, I attached that widener I did a few years ago when we started having just the water issues and the pig coming in. I believe a lot of them, the things that the attorney or whatever the college does, they put in the back end. I believe some of them should be county ordinances or be applied as county, not just, it should be more of a county enforceable, not just a resident enforceable.
Thank you.
Anything else from council?
Yeah.
Mr. Phillips.
We attended a very Very good presentation today out at the airport. There were a lot of dignitaries there. There was a lot of patting on the back by everyone for cooperation. But there was one cloud, I thought, over the whole proceedings, and that was when the governor spoke of his gas tax and, in essence, was holding the airport expansion of our runway hostage to this gas tax. And he basically said, if I don't get my gas tax, there's not going to be money for your critical infrastructure down here. And I think that's irresponsible. I don't think that's good leadership. I think that's something that was done maybe in desperation. I like the governor. He's a very charming man. But to say to the citizens of this county and this state that you're not going to get the things that government is responsible for creating in critical infrastructure, if you don't roll over and accept this new tax and quit putting pressure on your legislators, again, is irresponsible and unfair.
Can I say something?
To this end, I looked at some numbers, and I may not have them exact, but if, for instance, the expansion is around $4 million, as I'm told, throw in another million for incidentals, you got $5 million. The state's portion is $250,000. The road realignment, I've heard different numbers. Six was mentioned today, $6 million. Another million would be seven. The state's 5% would be $350,000. I'm going to ask the Budget Committee, and I know this, I'm springing this on the council, so I don't expect you guys to endorse it by any means today. But I'm going to ask the Budget Committee if we can find the $600,000, if that's the number, to pay for the state's portion of our runway expansion, because that is going to provide jobs. It's going to be a great insurance policy for the jobs we already have out there. And it's a shame that we've gotten to the point where we have to do the state's job in this case. But I guess we're already doing it in things like state police and dog control and other things that have been put on us. That's going to be my request to the Budget Committee, and I hope...
Let's put it on next week's agenda and then see if make the request then.
Yeah.
It seems like
any council member can request anything in the Budget Committee.
Sure.
They deal with that and come back and say that within the process that we can or whatever the case may be. So I mean,
when's the Budget Committee meet?
They start meeting next month.
Yeah.
March. So we're just going to put it. We're not making any special requests. Mm-hmm. It'll just be part of their
process of reviewing everything.
Okay,
going through
right.
And see what
that's
they want to do.
Clarified. I thought we were going to ask them to convene and do all that.
Plus, make that request, and they'll deal with that and see if they can do whatever.
Yeah,
Mrs. D, we got something to
go
and do.
I just want to say, you know, I hear the governor being characterized in a certain way, and I hear a lot of opinion, and I hear this dissension between the county and the state. People don't care who does the job. They want it done, whether it's a county or the state. Now, Vance, I give you credit for being alert to something. I didn't hear it that way at all, but I think it's worthwhile looking into, but I don't like the insults, and you don't need to do that. You don't need to smear somebody.
We sound like New Jersey, don't we?
Ms. Deaver, I thank you for your support.
Oh, I got one other thing.
Mr. Cole.
In light of the some of these agendas we've had and how they're a little on the light side and with content, I make the request that we look to moving meetings to twice a month or something like that. Like every other county in the state does, and many of the cities do. Nobody meets pretty much on a week-to-week basis that I've been able to find anywhere nearby. Okay. So is it something we can...
Sure
well, I mean, we're coming over for... last week, we didn't even last an hour, and we do tie up a lot of the staff time. And I think it's just not very efficient, and especially in the economy the way it is, and most of what we do is land use. You know, we're not having the same pressure on our work, you know, on the scheduling and everything. So anyway, I just think there's an opportunity to look into not meeting every week, and it just ties up Todd and staff. You can come to my house.
Okay,
but,
okay.
I might not be there, but anyway, it's just a thought. I don't know if the staff or anybody, but I brought it up a number of times.
We'll let them review that, sure.
Is it something, Todd, we can look at and get back to, put it on an agenda, maybe, if that's possible.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Only person we missed, Mr. Wilson, you got anything?
Wetlands, Sam, you got anything about wetlands?
Anybody short here?
I got an appointment at 3:30 with the doctor.
Yeah, wetlands on your mind today?
Okay. We'll entertain a motion then to go to executive session for personnel and pending potential litigation.
Yes, I'll make
motion. Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? I vote yes. We're not going to go to executive session.
Executive.